Prime Minister Scott Morrison this morning unveiled a new multi-billion dollar defence plan to develop air-to-air missiles domestically in Australia. Defence Industry Minister Melissa Price claimed the new plan promises well over 2,000 jobs, and Defence Minister Peter Dutton added that the plan will support both Australia's needs and the growing needs of our most important military partner, referring to the United States. The Wire's Spencer Fulgrave spoke to Malcolm Davis, senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Planning Institute. He was at Adelaide Space Forum this morning. Spencer asked him why the government's putting so much into this project and whether it's about the rising threat of foreign powers.
Look, I think that we are seeing a more dangerous and unpredictable strategic environment, one particularly characterised by a rising assertive China. And our key concern is that China will seek to take Taiwan within the next 5 to 6 years. And that could lead to a US response that would see Australia alongside the US. We could be looking at a major power war within the next 5 to 6 years.
Your organisation has estimated that Australia may have to spend at least $100 billion on missiles over the next 2 decades, and the government announced they would be spending an additional $170 billion on top of that in just the next 10 years. What kind of threats from China should we be anticipating that we would need such strong defensive capabilities for?
Well, as I said, if the concern is major power war between the US and China that would involve Australia fighting alongside the US, then you know the last time we had that sort of conflict was World War II. And the prospect this time would be potentially for direct attack on Australian targets in Australia. And we'd need to respond to threats from China as far out as possible. So the potential for us to be able to strike at targets in the South China Sea would be really important.
So does that rule out even longer range tactics like nuclear missiles in the future?
We're not going to get nukes. I think that you know we already have extended nuclear deterrence provided by the US. That obviates the requirement for us to look at nuclear weapons. Secondly, we lack the technological infrastructure and the industrial infrastructure and also the political resolve to take that step. So I don't see nuclear weapons being on the agenda, but certainly much longer range, more capable conventional strike capabilities, including hypersonic weapons, I think is really going to be the focus.
Do you think we could see perhaps with... I know there's been national talks of maybe more of a step towards space. Could we see technology, even satellite missile technology, in the near future on top of this as well?
Factors that you're seeing now in Australia is the rapid growth of Australia's commercial space sector. You know, we have a vibrant, increasing, self-sustaining space sector that is strongly supported by government. We had Prime Minister Morrison opening today's forum. I don't see that changing. I see, in fact, where Australia is headed with space is our own ability to manufacture our own satellites, to launch those satellites on Australian launch vehicles from Australian launch sites in the future. So we do have a big future in space, including space for military purposes. And Australian Defence Force has just announced the establishment of Australian Space Command that would concentrate space capabilities in one command. Sort of similar to what the US Space Force is doing. So, yes, I do think space is going to be a big factor.
Springboarding of what you just said, Scott Morrison today also announced that COVID has shown the need for self-sufficiency, whether that be through things like we've just previously discussed, manufacturing our own space sector, our own vaccines, and now our own missiles. Could you see this plan developing further into more Australian domestic production?
I think we have to. I think one thing that COVID has demonstrated is the fragility and the brittleness of globalised supply chains and what's known as just-in-time logistics. I think everyone's recognising that maybe that model is a failed model, and so we need to invest more in sovereign supply chains so that we're not so dependent on overseas suppliers to providing us with essential goods. So I do see us heading down that path of not just defence or space, but manufacturing as a whole, of doing more in this country, employing more people locally in manufacturing, exploiting fourth industrial revolution manufacturing techniques to speed up innovation and transformation. And I think that's a very good thing.
Melissa Price this morning said that the missiles being created here will be worth about $40 billion in local production and export. But export would seem to imply that that means that these missiles will be sold internationally. Is there a risk of Australia becoming more seriously involved in more, perhaps what some people might call unethical arms dealing, like we've seen other Western powers fall into?
No, in the sense that we'll develop these weapons capabilities for our own use and for the use of our allies. We're certainly not going to be selling weapons and missiles to states that have human rights problem or are basically aggressive states, or, you know, basically treat their people in a bad way. So, yes, we'll export these capabilities to our Five Eyes partners. We'll export these capabilities to other key security partners, but I don't see this as generating an ethical or moral issue for us.
Malcolm Davis from the Australian Strategic Planning Institute. He was speaking with The Wire's Spencer Forgrabe.